Ko taku hoa in nāianei, ko Nona Peltier, who's here to talk business. Okay, Nona, aged care service provider, this is Oceania Healthcare, has reported a strong lift in first half profit. What's the reason behind all of that?
Well, earlier in the first half of their financial year, they saw a demand for independent living apartments and villas, and that was prior to the lockdowns. After the lockdowns, not so much, especially in the Auckland region. And the company also found that they had to incur additional direct costs as a result of the COVID infection, and so that's protection and those kinds of things, but also indirect costs. For example, they had really struggled with their building program. That was just, for example, having it closed down for a while and then getting the right labor in place to make it happen. So, however, the company thinks that the second half is going to be maybe better. So traditionally, the summer season is quiet for the market because people go on holidays and so on. But because of the situation that's ongoing, they're expecting that there'll be more activity over December and January than they've seen in the past. So they're fairly optimistic about the second half. And certainly the market seemed to like that, because despite what we heard just a few moments ago, their share price ended steady, unchanged.
Okay, so higher wage costs and the recent COVID-19 lockdown have also weighed on Radius Care's half-year profit. What are the numbers there?
Well, this is another aged care operator. So they did not fare as well as Oceania Health, and that's because it's a much smaller business, basically. Their wage bill, it rose 10% over the six-month period. And their other expenses, many of those related to COVID, rose 20%. Now, we've heard this from other companies as well about the costs of COVID. Certainly, it's a difficult period for all types of industries, including the aged care sector. But in this case, the company's share price fell, I think, about 5%. And that's basically what we've been seeing in our market across today. Look, there was the concern about the spread of this new variant is causing the market to be upset everywhere. We've seen that in our region again. So when you think that the NZX Top 50 Index, it just fell 0.75% today, that's a 97-point drop to 12,532. Well, all I can say is it could have been much worse, because when we opened up, we were down 1.1%. And the New Zealand dollar, it's doing pretty well. It's steady at 68.3 US cents, 95.6 Australian and 51.3 pence.
Thanks, Nona. Ka kite, Nona Peltier there with Business News.